Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
One of the more recent headlines that catches your attention is Biden struggles in debate, alarm Democrats. That from the New York Times this hour as we turn our attention to Washington and Capitol Hill, where I would imagine there's going to be a whole host of meetings today following the debate. Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Is there an early takeaway from congressional Republicans and Democrats about last night?
Well, from what I understand, and just from gauging the early reactions, is that this seems to be, maybe probably the biggest winner of the night, Rich, might be Republicans who are in swing districts on the House side. Because, I think there was always this talk about, former President Trump being a liability for them on a national ticket. But, after last night, they're going to look at their opponents and say, well, maybe it's your guy who's the national liability now. Mm.
So with the performance from both Trump and Biden, does it reinforce doubts among either party overall?
Well, Trump had his moments, but of course, I think everyone's talking about what happened with President Biden yesterday because, they're coming in today, Rich, within the next hour or so. And Democrats are going to have a lot of questions to answer about President Biden's fitness and, whether he should still be on the ticket or not. It's going to be the simplest question ever for us to be asking today. Just the reality is President Biden still fit and do they still have confidence in him as the nominee? That's the question.
Obviously, a number of beyond the style was the substance, and there was a lot of ground covered. Did we learn much more new on issues like immigration and abortion from either Biden or especially Trump with some of the pointed questions to him?
Yes. I think he stuck to his guns on abortion, remained with the idea that he thinks that this should be something that is up to the states and that, this is I think he kind of made it clear for the most part that he doesn't really have any interest in a national abortion ban, though President Biden tried to make that argument. I think we were trying to get a better idea of how former President Trump would probably handle the war in Ukraine. That was one thing I was watching for. I'm not sure we really got a true idea. He just thinks that this war would be over if he was president. But he did say that Putin's surrender terms that he's been pitching right now are not going to work for former President Trump. So I think that's probably one thing that we did learn that we may have not known going into it.
Did the war in Gaza get enough attention?
It didn't seem like it really got that much attention at all, actually. I think that was probably one of the issues that kind of got left off the docket. It was briefly mentioned by both candidates, but really wasn't, I think, a big talking point.
And perhaps most concerning for any campaign, especially it would appear from the reporting out of last night, the Biden campaign, is the length of time before the next opportunity for the two to go back toe-to-toe. We're talking about September?
Yeah. Yes, we are talking about September, but I think the question is, do we even have a debate in September? And if we do have a debate, is President Biden even going to be the nominee if we get to December or September? Because, these are all questions that have to be answered, and that just goes to show you how concerning this debate performance was for the president that we're having these talks this early in the morning because, it just was one of those eye-popping moments and certainly one that changes everything.
Yeah, we'll see what both parties are saying, and I know you're going to get that microphone right in the mouth of many Democrats on Capitol Hill there in the next hour as they're getting back. I'll be fascinated to hear what they have to say, and we'll listen for your reporting through the day. Fox's Ryan Schmelz, part of our live team coverage of You Decide 2024 with us this morning.